Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're wrapping up our look at the five winners of the NSTIC pilot grant, where the $9 million was awarded from the Department of Commerce's National Institute of Standards and Technology. Criterion's award is worth just shy of $2 million. The Criterion team will test key components of the identity ecosystem that make online transactions more convenient and enable secure and privacy-enhancing access for consumers. David Cox is co-founder of Criterion Systems and CEO of ID DataWeb.
Criterion is has been in business since about 2004. It does a fair amount of business in a variety of different customer bases, the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, the civilian agency markets, and it also does a little bit of work in the civilian agency space, so Department of Homeland Security. Most of the work is in cybersecurity, information sharing, software development, systems engineering, you know, and traditional IT work. Cloud computing is a big part of our business. We're a prime on Army private cloud, so that is to design and deploy secure mobile cloud environments for hybrid cloud or for private cloud applications.
Cox has been involved in the identity space since around 1999, when the early standards began to evolve for web services. The company started working with Google about 2.5 years ago on the Street Identity Initiative.
The challenge is that a lot of websites have hundreds of people that do nothing but worry about security. Then you have, at the lower end, you know, folks that have, you know, very good businesses, but their security is probably not up to speed with what current hackers can do. So when you use a password on those other sites, oftentimes the hackers will go and exploit those sites, take your passwords, and then go use them to exploit more secure sites, because once they have your password, they can get in. So what evolved over the last 3 or 4, maybe 5 years is an initiative to minimize the number of passwords users have to log in and create new accounts online. Online enterprises currently do authentication by buying large amounts of data. So when you log in to create an account, they authenticate you and verify you by some online data aggregator service or the credit bureaus where they get information. And that's paid for on a per transaction basis. So the large sites rallied around the idea that we want to, first of all, get these costs under control. We can't pay per verification for every one of our hundreds of millions of users that come in every day, you know. We want to actually increase trust and thereby increase the number of transactions and, you know, make it easier for users. So that's the project that we developed and implemented. We then evolved the idea into a business model. What we evolved is an attribute exchange network. The concept is that we simplify the transaction model and allow the existing participants in the ecosystem, the big attribute providers, everybody who currently makes money in that market space, we simplify their means of getting to market, the online market, and reaching out and providing those services in a more cost-effective way for the online website participants. And that's what we built. We built this in an open community framework under an organization called Open Identity Exchange. It's also known as OIX. There's a working group that a large number of the largest online companies and telcos participate in, called the Attribute Exchange Working Group, and I'm co-chair of that working group.
The Criterion team expects to utilize around a dozen partners for the pilot project, including Broadridge Financial Services. Cox says they're testing the business model associated with turning on the online identity ecosystem. They expect to complete 4 pilots in each of the next 2 years.
The marketplace that we're turning on can happen much faster. The Broadridge folks, they represent a community of broker-dealers in the financial services market. They will participate in the pilot. They also are implementing preference management so that the users have both a combination of identity and preference management controls that are built in that allow them to control, you know, where their information is being shared, how it's being shared, and have better communication interface with their customers online. So that's the first community that we'll be working with. You know, we're just rolling out the early stages of planning with the government as well as with these relying party customers.
Cox says they've been given an opportunity not only to create an environment that enables much trust on the internet, but also lowers the cost of operations for many of the participating organizations in both security and help desk.
It gives them opportunity to generate new types of revenues and expand their market space. So we are really excited about the potential impact of strengthening security online. And, you know, we're just one part of it, of course, but we feel very excited that we've created a model that is win-win. This is actually one in which is the natural evolution of putting on online identity as something that's federated and trusted and secure.
David Cox is co-founder of Criterion Systems and CEO of ID Data Web. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.